You're listening to A Stranger Podcast, www.thestranger.com. Support for The Stranger comes from the Triple Door Musiquarium Lounge. Enjoy happy hour specials daily, set to the beat of a live band Wednesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. To view the menu and calendar listings, visit thetripledoor.net.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist.
Welcome back.
It's been so long.
We kind of had a break. Vacations are weird at newspapers because newspaper people can't take vacations at regular vacation times.
Right. So Ari was gone. Our producer Nancy was gone. I was stuck here the entire time.
Sucks to be you.
But we are back this week. And as usual, we're going to run through some of the shows happening this week. We're going to take some music from the Strangers Bands page and play it for you. And we're also going to, you know, talk about awesome things.
Dude, this is a ridiculous week for shows. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I say that like every
you
other
do.
Week.
Yeah.
But this week, we've got at least like four notable local bands releasing CDs.
Which is exciting.
Or records, rather.
Right.
CDs are outdated formats. We don't like them at all. we've just got like tons of news about local bands. We've got King Cobra opening this weekend.
That was exciting.
Which is crazy.
It started on Thursday night.
Yeah.
With 3 inches of blood, and the show was killer, and I still smell like a metal show.
It's cool, man.
But we should get into some music first.
Totally.
And so The Hands, they're releasing their new record this weekend.
I wish this was a track off the new record, but we don't have it yet.
Yeah. Thanks, Hands, for leaving us hanging. They're playing at Numo's with the Hormones and the Earaches. That's going to be a really great show.
It's
going to be loud and raucous and jumpy and jivey.
And I
just said jivey.
Yeah. That's not what it's going to be.
No. But, regardless, The Hands, they're a good time. The song is called Lies, Lies, Lies.
So take me to the graveyard on the hill and bury my body. It's a strange business looking back, seeing just how far you fell. Deacons of war and economies, beating life out of the inanimate. So many moon rises lying in wait as you turn your collar inside out, counting the number of ways, cresting and breaking. Baker's still baking, and carpenters making their beds.
Left show. The band's called Grand Hallway. We kind of had a strange little transition there, going from Wormwood, some real sludgy, sludgy stuff, to Grand Hallway. Pretty good.
We should have done a remix. We should have mashed.
Yeah. Someday we'll do like strange setlist mashups. No, we won't.
No, we never
Not
will.
At all. But anyways, I should tell you that Grand Hallway are playing at the Old Firehouse on Friday night with Siberian and Bee Stings.
That's going to be a great show.
That's going to be a really great show for those kids out on the east side. And before that, Wormwood, that song's called The Endless Search for Food. They're playing at the Fun House on Friday with Drain the Sky, Birushana, and Evangelist. And this is their second to last show.
Wormwood's second to last show?
Yeah. They're calling it quits. You know, their drummer, Joe Axler, is in like 7 bands. Mm-hmm. So, and they haven't played in a long time. But they are a old Seattle favorite. And right. I think it's just, they're just kind of like,
it's time.
It's time. I don't think it's any sort of weirdness.
They're going out on a good note.
I agree. Agree.
Grand Hallway, we should mention. they're a young one from last year.
Yeah, we're coming up on the young ones for this year.
Right, 2008 young ones, the new school. Because, you know, new school, old school, whatever.
Yeah. OG.
OG and then GH for, never mind. But yeah, so this year the Young One Showcase is next week. It's on Thursday, March 6th, and then Dime Death and Arthur and You. It's the metal reincarnation. Dime Death and Arthur and You are going to be headlining it. They're young ones from last year, like Grand Hallway. Mm-hmm. And then most of this year's young ones, the ones who aren't out on tour, are going to be performing, including a special guest. But Talbot Tagore is going to be there, The Physics, Chuckasaurus.
Sleepy as a Death.
I'm so excited. I interviewed those guys for this issue, and they have some secret light additions to their light show that they don't want to talk about. They told me what they were. before, but I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Whoa.
It's going to be nuts.
Get stoned.
Yeah, so so that's going to be awesome, and that's on Thursday, March 6th, and it's going to come out the same issue as the Musician's Directory, which has over 700 local bands listed in it, and 25 word descriptions of everybody, contact information for the bands that chose to include that. So if you want to have a good spotlight of, you know, shined on local music, then pick that up and just look and see how many bands are in the city, check some of them out.
Dude, it's crazy. We have so many submissions that I'm just completely blown away. We had 200 new bands sign up this year, and me and Megan decided that that's almost like one a day.
Right. For the past since the past year that we've done the Musician's Directory, that's almost one a day.
I don't know why I inserted me into that. You decided that.
Well, no, you did too. You were part of my thought process, Ari. You're in my head. So that'll be exciting. March 6th, that Thursday, is when that issue hits the streets. March 6th is also when the Young Ones showcase. It's at Numo's in Soul Repair. Tickets are $5. It's going to benefit Real Change, which is awesome.
Yeah, we don't keep any of that $5.
Right, no, the $5 doesn't go to anybody but Real Change.
Oh, I might like take like a little bit just for some beers or something.
Yeah.
But
you're an asshole stealing from the Real Change people. And it's going to be great. Two venues, and everything's going to be kind of staggered, so you can catch bits and pieces of everything, or if you want to stick out.
It's like a mini fest.
Right, it's going to be great. So congratulations, Young Ones. And then we'll talk more about that on Line Out, of course. So lineout.thestranger.com. And then pick up that issue, too, for more information about all of those bands. So,
dude, let's play some motherfucking music.
Yeah, sorry, I'll shut up. Let's talk about this next one. It's another CD release.
Yeah, so Saturday night at Chop Suey, TV Curran, setlist favorite, is releasing his new epic concept album.
I love concept albums.
It's kind of, I think, on a preliminary listen, I think that it might be about a woman who gets captured by a squid, and then everyone has to go fight the squid to rescue the woman. Which is awesome.
Right. It's also club pop.
It's also, it's also like a special club pop night, special Saturday night club pop. So, basically, if you're all ages, or if you're 18 plus, I guess, because club pop's 18 plus.
Right.
But if you are under 21 this weekend, you have an amazing weekend to look forward to.
Dress like a squid.
Yeah. I mean, it's going
to
be great.
I really want somebody to dress like a squid for this show and, like, capture a woman.
Oh.
Never mind.
Just, like, bring a little doll.
Right.
So this is with Dandy Wynn. This song's called Kite Flyers. It's not off the new record. Again, come on, guys. Up to your pants pages.
It's not hard.
It's so not hard. It's TV Curran.
Please get taken driving straight. Windshield glass on cold day. From Penny Vance, the ostrich king. So la-ti-do ray. And the hugging queers as Dirty Will Smith's careening down. Right.
the song is Scream for More. It kind of makes... they're playing at King Cobra. It's part of their grand opening weekend. It started Thursday night. It goes through Sunday night. This show is going to be with Emeralds and Neon Knights. And then they also have a show like with Viz Queen, I believe, on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And Thursday night with 3 Inches of Blood and Book of Black Earth was killer. Yeah. It's a cool club.
What do you think of it?
I liked it. I liked the layout of it. I liked how there's a balcony and it's close to the stage and standing over. So, like, along the whole line of the balcony, you have really great sight line of the stage.
Yeah, it actually has really great sight lines in the whole... I think some people are going to complain that the stage is too tall, but as a complete short girl, like, I love tall stages, so I'm totally...
I didn't think it was that tall. Like, people were still able to, like, headbang.
I totally have a bang over.
Right.
Like, my neck hurts so bad right now. But 3 Inches of Blood was so good.
Yeah, I think it's a great new club. They have a bar upstairs. They have a bar downstairs. Mm-hmm. And
it's
it was
all
staffed.
People that you're gonna recognize from the Crocodile and the King Cora. You recognize all the staff there. Really,
it was staffed really well.
Yeah,
the Shirley Temples were good. you know, it's the only thing I can.
The security was like kind of helping out with the mosh pit border control.
Right.
You know when you're like at a mosh pit and everyone keeps hurling themselves into you, but you're just like standing next to the mosh pit. Security was like,
they did that for you. They kept them moving.
Yeah, they kept them moving. It was great.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I think it has perhaps a good future. We'll see. I mean, it's in a very competitive area. It's in a very competitive city. But
it's true.
But good job, King Cobra. Opening night so far, so good. So anyway, that was the Valkyries, as I said, and they're playing on Saturday night. And there are so many great shows. We should run down them really quick. We don't want to talk too much. Yeah. But also happening on Friday night, the Pharmacy CD release show.
But
it's sold out.
It's completely sold out.
So you can go to the Comet on the 1st, and you can see them play there.
It's true.
21 plus, unfortunately, for the kids.
But you
should have gotten your ticket sooner for the
all-ages
show.
They sold out in 2 hours, those tickets.
Talbot Tagora is also on that bill. If you are really hoping to see them and bummed that you can't, they're playing with Panther
on Tuesday.
That show is at Nectar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great interview with Panther in this week's paper, too. So if you're a Panther fan, you should get online. Which you are, if you're listening to this, you should click on over to the Panther interview or grab an issue when you're out and about this weekend and read that. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. All of it's highlighted in the paper. The Sound Off finals are this weekend as well on the 1st.
Like we said, this is an amazing weekend for all ages shows. Friday at Vera has Mahjong, Calvin Johnson, and so many dynamos. So many dynamos are like Megan's favorite band.
Well, they're a beloved band of mine.
Yeah, totally. There's just a lot going on. Steve Malkmus and the Jix is playing a free show on Monday for their new record, but it's 11 p.m. Sonic Boom. So
it's all ages.
Those are fun, yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
And then immediately after, they're going to be selling the new record.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to wait until Tuesday, you can get it Monday night.
I bet it's pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
So we should continue on with the music.
Yeah, totally. I mean, speaking of just like how crazy this weekend is, we're about to play Feral Children. This song's called Baby Joseph Stalin. So Feral Children are playing 2 shows at the High Dive on Saturday. The first one is a happy hour show that's a live Audio Oasis broadcast, and that's with Holy Ghost Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost Revival are then going to drive to the Comet to play on the 21 Plus Pharmacy CD release show, while Feral Children are going to stay at the High Dive and play another set for a benefit. It's just totally insane for local music.
It's awesome. Seraphim Records just signed Feral Children.
Yeah, congratulations, guys.
Yay, good job. Sirens and Sailors and the Femurs are going to be on the later show at the High Dive if you stick around for that. I think everybody who wants, of course, we don't want to take away from the High Dive show, but Caravan up the hill with Holy Ghost.
Oh, totally, dude.
Up to the Comet to go see the Pharmacy.
You should just ride on top of the van.
That would be hilarious.
That would be really fun.
So we should play Feral Children, Baby Joseph Stalin.
Baby Joseph Stalin, he likes to grow out killing and playing piano. I think he might have played piano. He grew up in Denver, away up in the mountains, where the air is so goddamn thin that it blows away now with the wind. Baby
ni, san, shi, go! Waves experience pain when they crash. Fact: when birds die in midair, their bodies are never found.
That was awesome. This song's called Are You Aware? They're playing at Nectar on Wednesday with Tally Hall. We'll give you a couple days off there between Saturday and Wednesday.
You're going to need to recuperate.
Ooh-wee. So we're going to wrap it up for you now. Remind you of all the great things you should do, like go visit lineout.thestranger.com for tons of stuff about local and national music. We're going to put up a video from the opening night of King Cobra.
Nice.
Lots of pictures and stuff if you're curious at all.
Yeah, there's going to be show reviews of a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Tons. It's going to be awesome. If you have any requests or you want to tell us that you put up your band's page, if you're one of those 200 new bands and you want to tell us about it, please email us at setlist@thestranger.com. I'm begging you.
And then also, new on Lineout, I should say really quick, at 3 p.m. every day, we're going to post a new MP3 taken straight from the band's pages. Random. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a show. You don't have to have a record coming out. I don't give a shit. I'm going to pick it. It's going to be random. It might be terrible, but it might be great. So when you're perusing Lineout at 3 p.m., be sure to click that. And it just takes, it's going to take like 3 or 4 minutes of your time to stream it and decide whether or not you like it. You might find a new band. Yesterday's was House on a Hill, and it's a great song. It's a really lush indie pop song. You know, people awesome. Seem to dig it. So yeah.
Check that out. And we're going to leave you now with the band of the week, Coco Coca. I think this guy sounds like Bright Eyes if Bright Eyes was like Yacht.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I really liked it. So yeah, the song is called Continents and Oceans. And so listen, let us know what you think. Email us, setlist@thestranger.com.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. going home, back to the Midwest where you were born. Mother's crying tonight, she's got a baby back by her side. Surprise, your tour's over. You made it back safe, alive, and sober. There's more than can be said for the son of a bitch that sent you. He's got the devil's eyes and a smile to match his deeds. He's as mean as they can be, sick with envy, greed, and vanity. He's got only one solution to every problem that he has, from Africa to Baghdad. Rape, exploit, and burn what's left. Itself. We put our problems back upon that shelf, the one that's grown too full, the one we never should have built. But we made our beds now, bloody as they be, it's the only place to sleep. The best we can buy with all our money. But come here soon, you have to know just this. This is not that obvious to you. It's just how we live. Guns, bones, disease. Oh God, help me please. I'm not just on TV. You help to create me. Miles away, carried to you by airways, across continents and oceans. Satellites send me to your kitchen. The audio's delayed because you can make out my face. You can hear my cries. It's just you never listen. Change the station when the demons bless you. Your concentration holds that sight. You're going down to I'm not afraid.